Good morning, everyone. Today is the 22nd of March. It's Thursday morning. And I'm going to continue working through the Psalms. And I'm ready for Psalm 32. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. When I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me, my moisture is turned into the drought of summer, Selah. I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin, Selah. For this shall every one that is godly pray unto thee in a time, and thou mayest be found. Surely in the floods of great waters they shall not come nigh unto him. Thou art my hiding place, thou shalt preserve me in trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance, Selah. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go, I will guide thee with mine eye. Be not as the horse or as the mule which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with a bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. Well, we are blessed if our transgressions have been forgiven and our sin is covered. We are truly blessed if the Lord has not imputed our iniquity unto us. We all deserve damnation in hell, but God, in his mercy, went to the cross for his people. And there's no greater news or glad tidings than that God has forgiven us and has not imputed our iniquity unto us. And he's forgiven us of all our transgressions. Many times, Satan, the great accuser of the brethren, will try to bring up our past sin, try to say that we're not a child of God, and that try to say that we've sinned beyond forgiveness and all kinds of things Satan will bring to us. When we go to the Word of God, we find that we have many precious promises. You know, and He says in Hebrews, the 7th chapter, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever loveth to make intercession for them. And then he says in the 8th chapter of Hebrews, the 12th verse, "For I will be merciful to their unrighteous, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more." And we're told that time and time again, are we not? In Hebrews, he says in chapter 10, he says in verse 17, "And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more." Well, I'm glad that Christ has forgiven all of our sins. And he is the author and finisher of our faith. And it says in the 13th chapter of Hebrews, 20th verse, "Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen." May the good Lord be with you this morning and comfort you with these words. It's my prayer. God bless you.